There have been a couple of studies that just came out the last American Society of Hematology meeting looking at lenalidomide as maintenance. What is lenalidomide and does it have a role in CLL?
Right. So the issue of maintenance treatments are the idea that the patient has gotten an initial treatment, they get put largely into remission, and then you're going to give additional therapy while the patient's in remission, usually over a longer period of time, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe longer, to try to prolong that remission. So the issues as one thinks about using a maintenance, so if you're in remission and your doctor or you're sitting there meeting with a patient and saying, gee, should we do maintenance? In most maintenance strategies, there are trade-offs, right? You're saying, well, we give you this drug, there's whatever, time involved, expense involved, side effects involved in staying on this drug for a year or two or whatever it is. So that's the downside versus just taking a break and dealing with the disease when it pops up. The upside is if you're in remission longer, then you may do better and people tend to like being in remission. The question also is, well, do you live any longer? And most of the maintenance studies, at least in CLL and in lymphoma, keep people in remission longer, but don't live longer. So that at the end of the day, if you live the same amount of time, do you stay on the drug longer now? Or do you just take a break and pick up with a drug when you need it, when the disease is getting worse? And so that's the practical question that we have, you know, with patients. And patients, in my experience, have different preferences. Some are like, I love getting to know you the last 6 months. I want to stay away. And others like coming in. They like the security blanket. And they say, yeah, anything you can give me to stay in remission, why not, as long as they tolerate it well. So the drugs that have been used for that the most, at least so far, have been rituximab, the CD20 antibody, obinutuzumab, which is a new anti-CD20 antibody that has different immune system activation and different properties that in some situations may work better than rituximab, albeit also it's given at different doses than rituximab. And then we're now seeing some studies using lenalidomide or some of the other pill medicines, because it's obviously relatively easier if you tolerate it well to take a pill every day rather than get an infusion as maintenance. So those studies, I think one has to keep the eye on the ball of, are you living longer? Are you just staying in remission longer? And is the trade-off for the patient's quality of life worth being in a longer remission versus taking a break? Now, lenalidomide is getting a lot of interest in lymphoma. It's approved. I think the audience probably knows that lenalidomide is an immunomodulatory drug that is in the same family as thalidomide, and it has been approved in multiple myeloma. It's approved in certain types of lymphoma, including mantle cell lymphoma, and it's been studied in aggressive lymphomas, follicular lymphomas, and across the board in various types of lymphoma. It shrinks the disease about 30 to 40% of the time, maybe a little higher or lower. Its main side effects are blood count changes, occasional rashes, some GI side effects, and you have to watch for blood clotting risks and thrombosis. But lenalidomide for some people is very well tolerated and can get a durable remission. And in others, you might say it's not worth the trade-off. So, you know, we're doing those trials right now and we'll see the longer-term impact of that.